Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM in Grand Rapids and Greenville. We're live in our studios today. The farm animals kicked us out of the Kent County Fair. I think they got together and got their friends from PETA and said, no Grilling Guys at the fair today. So here we are, and we got a little treat, Bob. We got some guests in the studio. We've got Max and Chris from a new brewery that's going to be starting up here in Grand Rapids. It's called the Mitten Brewing Company. They're not quite open yet, but they're here, and they've got some samples for us, which is some homebrew stuff that they're going to turn into their signature brand when they get there. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How you doing today?
We are good. It's not too early for you, is it?
No, it never is. you're the first time that anybody's come with beer for the Grilling Guys to try, so we're going to try to see what we can do with this.
We're going
to
break the rule just for you guys.
Right. Thank you.
So I was at Belden Brick a couple weeks ago and ran into Max and Chris. I'm leaving Belden Brick. It's on Leonard, heading back to the freeway, and I remember somebody telling me there was an old fire barn getting turned into a microbrewery. And, of course, that always stays on the radar.
Sure.
Okay? It's just kind of like, a good burger joint. Ooh. You got to know where that is. So I pulled in there, and there's guys running, it's and elbows everywhere. And place is looking cool, guys. Congratulations. And
thank you.
It's Max Treewiler and Chris Andrus.
That's right.
And I'm very familiar with the Treewiler name. My daughter's going to have that here in a couple months, so you guys will probably be relatives.
Distant, but
somehow, somewhere.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, so it's a firehouse. What did that fire station used to be called?
It was just Engine House Number 9.
Engine House Number 9.
And we're going to keep that. Actually, we just got our signage in, and we have the Mitten Brewing Company at Engine House Number 9, and we're sticking the old Engine House Number 9 sign inside, too.
I like that.
That'll be fantastic. Now, what's the address of the brewery?
527 Leonard Northwest.
So if you're in Grand Rapids, you're rolling up 131, you get off on the Leonard Street exit, there's that Brands right there, but you're just a little bit west of that, aren't you?
Yep, head west.
Same side of the road, going to be on the north side of the road.
Yes, sir.
If you hit the train tracks, you've gone too far.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Now, what you brought us today, you're calling a peanut and cracker jack porter. What do you think, Bob?
I like it. That is sweet. I can kind of get a little bit of that cracker jack.
Right, the little caramel in there. You can taste a little bit of the peanutty.
Kind of crack-a-lacka.
Yeah, that's got organic peanut butter in it and a box of cracker jacks in the mash. And then we use a lot of
the cardboard floating in there.
Yeah, well, that's not the idea.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm drinking for the prize.
Right. It's at the bottom.
You always are, Randy.
So guys, how many different varieties do you think you're going to have when you get it up and running?
Well, we're going to open with 4 varieties.
Great.
But ultimately, we'd like to have 8. And we have 8 recipes. It's just a matter of expediency for us getting open and having...
Well, there's all that regulatory stuff that you got to go through, and that's all very important. Now, you're going to be what type of a brewery?
We're a microbrewery.
Okay. Yep. So, and what is that? What that means is you're going to have a tap room, right?
Yes.
You're also going to be able to bottle or can and through distribution. And then if I come to the tap room, can I leave with growlers and things of that nature out of the tap room?
Absolutely.
We were talking a little bit about that in a beer quiz we did in the first hour about the different classes of licenses that are out there. So you guys kind of, it's cool, you got it all. Now, are you going to serve any food?
Yes. See, it's interesting because we're a microbrewery, but we're in practice, it's almost like traditionally a brew pub because we do have a restaurant.
You really are.
Yeah.
You really are. And I got to tell you, Jop, these guys are doing it right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM, and we are talking with the boys from the Mitten Brewing Company. And, dude, these guys, they're going at it. I mean, you're looking at them here. These are a couple of young fellas. I mean, they can't be much more than 19.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I bet they're over 21 because they're brewing beer, right?
Yeah. But seriously, I mean, they're hardworking. This kitchen that they're putting in, you got a serious pizza oven going in that place.
Yes, we do. We got a pizza oven, and you guys would appreciate this. We're actually making our pizzas to be paired with our beers. So this peanut and cracker jack porter you're trying right now, we have a Thai pizza that with a peanut sauce on it that is going to be served or recommended to be paired with this beer.
I had some of their pizza when I was down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the restaurant open already or not yet either?
No.
Okay. So you're a test kitchen guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They were testing the thing out, and I'm into pizza crust. I'm trying to perfect that crust, and I'm always picking. And brewers, you know, these guys that understand yeast, like our other conversation, these guys can make some bread. Well, their crust was excellent.
Yeah, that's kind of cool where you actually will set up a beer and a pizza for your guests
really
so
cool.
that they don't have to choose themselves. And it's like, hey, here's a recommended pairing. Yep. There's a lot of places that don't do that, and I think that's kind of a novel idea.
And I think the growlers looking like fire extinguishers is a great idea, too. You should do that.
Yeah, except just don't, you know, take them to the dog park. That's all. But so, guys, awesome. Awesome deal. You're going to have some brews. You're going to have some food. You know, again, probably the government's the only thing that's holding you up from getting going, that and getting it together. But hopefully you'll be open soon, and we'll get down there and give it a try.
You know, I think we need to plan on like booking a date to doing their opening.
Yeah. One thing we didn't mention is that it is also a vintage baseball themed microbrewery, and so we're doing the whole baseball, beer, and pizza thing. We think that those three things are a really good combination and fits pretty well with what you guys do here at WBBL and sports.
So. Yeah, and can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
Brian's got a little baseball update here. We want to talk about the Tigers just a little bit before you jet out of here. Can you handle that, Brian?
As long as we don't talk about Valverde.
Yeah, that's right. But we could do it next segment because we're kind of we're getting out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, but, we're coming up against
that
the break
sounds
here.
Fine.
Guys, you know, when you get the beer out on the market, where do you think this thing's going to retail at? Are you planning on 4 bottle packs? I've seen by some of the microbrews, or 6 bottle packs. What's your plan there?
I'm not sure. We're really going to start with limited kegs in a few select places, and hopefully the White Caps part.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple of years before you can bottle.
Yeah, our bottling line is you're looking at it.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to keg and do a couple select placements. But
yeah, bring in your Grolsch bottles. We'll bottle it right here.
Our focus right now is the pub.
Yeah.
And
getting some cash flow will be the focus shortly, too.
That'd be good.
Because you're spending
I've heard
money
it can
like crazy.
Flow in. I've only seen it go out so far.
You know, Randy's going through that opening up a new kitchen shop.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right. I get all of that. That's real. Real good deal. I get it. Well, hey, guys, thanks. Stick around. We'll talk a little bit more. Coming up next, we've got a guy named Scott from the Certified Angus Beef Organization. We're going to break down different cuts of meat and different qualities of meat and why one costs more than the other at the store. What's going on in the meat industry? It's kind of crazy this year with all the droughts. There could be actually a flood of meat on the market as the farmers bring their cattle to market early as opposed to feeding them when there's no grassland. So we're going to talk a little bit about our cooking classes up at Rockford Ace Hardware that are coming up next week. Still got some spots there, too. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Very good.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.